Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
You know, I think it's important as a family to sit around, put the tech down, have conversations. Whether it's a debate over politics or history or something you learned that day, having conversations, lively debate, I think, is a great idea.
I think it is, yeah.
Except when it turns like this, I had to read it three times to actually believe that it's something that happened.
Oh, God. This happened. Oh, my God. Canada again. Ontario. What is happening with Canadians, for crying out loud? This happened in Ontario. A 56-year-old man was camping with his son and his son's girlfriend, and they're sitting around, you know, around the campfire and whatever, and they got into a debate over whether the earth was flat. Now, the guy was saying, it's, of course it's not flat, it's round. We're like, what sort of Neanderthal are you? But the son's girlfriend kept saying, no, it's flat. I don't know whether she was just trolling, trying to stir him up or whatever. But he got so upset that about the stupidity, he probably was thinking, this could be my daughter-in-law. Like, I can't believe my son is dating such an idiot.
Yeah.
And so he got so het up about it, he started turfing stuff into the campfire, including a propane tank.
Can you imagine?
Boom. Wow. So the fire got out of control. Firefighters had to come put it out. And then the police came as well to sort things out. Now, the man was gone by the time they got there. They're still trying to track him down. I think they're looking for somebody with no eyebrows and no eyelashes. That should be the giveaway right there. But, oh, my God, how ridiculous.
So let me understand this. He believes that the world is round, but he thought it was okay to throw a propane tank into a live fire.
Yeah.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number four.
Are you a runner? Do you do any running? I have run. I've run some 10Ks in my life. My mother and father-in-law have actually run 10 marathons each.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
They make me sick.
I know.
Personally to me, and I'm not a fan of running. I'll do other kinds of exercise. So to me, the worst part about running a marathon would be actually running. That's nothing about that I find
entertaining. You know what I don't like about running too much? My boobs bounce up and down.
And me like too.
You don't have boobs. But you know, even when you wear a sports bra, there's still some jiggle. I'm not real big into that. And now here's another reason why running a marathon suddenly seems like get it off your bucket list post-haste. A woman in New Mexico was running a marathon in a national park called Valles Caldera National Preserve. It's just outside Santa Fe. And in the middle of running the marathon, as though the sweating and the boobs jiggling and the being thirsty and the just running out of breath isn't bad enough, she got attacked by a jolly bear.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
But here's what I actually, let me get on my soapbox for a second here. They're running through a national park. The bears are in the park. Mm-hmm. They know the bears are in the park. The cubs are around. So what is the bear doing instinctively? Attacking something that he thinks or she thinks. That the that is endangering the cubs. So what do the authorities do? They euthanize the bear for doing what it is instinctively doing. I don't understand.
Why
can't you relocate the bear?
Yeah, I don't really. Well, the thing was they did have to euthanize the mama bear, and then they haven't found the three cubs yet. They know it had cubs, but they haven't been able to find the cubs. So there's a chance that they will perish. You got to imagine in the middle of Santa Fe, New Mexico, it's pretty hot this time of year. So, yeah, that is a shame. This woman ended up with injuries to her head, her neck, her upper body. She had to be airlifted out, but she's going to be okay. But another good reason not to run a marathon in my book.
Exactly, because you don't want to be attacked by bears. Don't run. Walk.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
It's crazy how life changes, how we educate our kids. You know, even from the time that my 14-year-old was younger, things have changed so much. We have a couple of friends of ours, Jeff and Kelly, just had a baby a few years ago, just getting ready for kindergarten. and going into school, and she's horrified by the fact that they actually give... I mean, what are you supposed to do in kindergarten? You sit around, you sing songs, you
finger paint.
You learn some fundamentals.
Right, yeah.
You finger paint, right? You don't expect your kid to get homework. They send homework home with the kindergartner.
Are you serious?
And my friends are going, are you kidding me? She's going to have a lifetime of dealing with homework.
Oh.
How do you give a kindergarten... How do you give a little kid...
in kindergarten...
homework. It's crazy, right?
It is crazy. Ask Siri what she thinks. I think it's way too young. I think kindergarten is a time for socializing, learning social skills, learning how to, you know, follow direction and do those things with other kids. But it's not really an academic pursuit, is it?
Not in kindergarten, no. No. So, Siri, should kindergartners get homework?
Ha 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 ha. Teachers give your kindergartner homework as a way to make sure that you as parents are staying involved in the education of your child. They want to make sure that you are putting in some effort and staying engaged in the education process. I know that oftentimes though, it feels like they are trying to punish you and take up your free time in the evenings. The worst part about teachers giving young kids homework is that sometimes it will make the adult feel like an idiot when they don't remember the answers to the questions and they also get them wrong trying to help out.
Geez, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? getting the kindergarten homework wrong.
Yeah, thank God for Google.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number two.
Hey, if you ever worried that you actually might be maturing, what are the signs? No kidding, right? I'll tell you, for me, the signs are stop growing hair on my head and started growing it everywhere else. Ears, back, nose. It's like, what is going on here? This doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Do you ever do things like, you know, you go walk into a room to do something and you go, now, what do I come in here for?
Oh, my God.
All the time, right?
Yes.
Oh, my
yep.
God. I don't know if that's a sign of aging or whether it's just a sign of being human, but...
I think it's ADD. I think we're all ADD. We have to text, be on our phones, watch television, and be instant messaging somebody on our computer all at the same time.
That's funny. Well, there are actually some signs, some very real warning signs that give away the onset of adulthood. And we've got a comedian, Nikki Limo, sharing some of what these warning signs actually are.
You hear about a new social media app and you don't get on it because it sounds dumb, but really you just don't want to learn how it works.
Yes.
You have utensils that you didn't even know existed 2 years ago. Kids are using slang you don't understand. You're calling 20-year-old college kids. You bought a new refrigerator. Like from the store. You started drinking your coffee black because you noticed the cream and sugar make you feel sluggish in the afternoon. You take vitamins. You've developed your palate to taste nuances and differentiate between varietals of wine. And you know what all those words in the previous sentence mean. You like documentaries. You go to bed at 11 p.m. on purpose. You started a Roth IRA. You use a chef's knife. When a radio station has a flashback weekend, they play all of your current iTunes songs. You organized your pantry. You read biographies. When you see kids playing, you look at the neighborhood and wonder if this is a good school district. You shop in the produce section. You use oven cleaner and are genuinely happy with the results. You spent money on oven cleaner. You own a rolling pin.
I might be an adult. I might be more mature than I thought.
I think I checked off every box that she mentioned. Oh, my God.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number one.
You know, as we age, we tend to get a little bit more forgetful. I've had those gray moments, as I like to, moments of... maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. I've had it with my daughters. I've had it growing up. I've had it with my wife. I have it with you all the time, Sharon.
It's not that... No, you don't listen. That's your problem. You don't pay attention.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's not that you forget. You don't pay attention in the first place. So I'm just saying...
You know what I think it is? I think it's that I don't pay attention. I think maybe that could be the... I don't know if you feel the same way.
You know, right after this break, I'm coming over there. I'm going to wrap my hands around your throat and strangle you a little bit, right?
I know. But look what happened to this grandpa. Went to pick up his grandson from elementary school a few weeks ago, right? He spotted the guy, gave him a hug, asked him if he was ready to go. The teacher's aide, as they should, said, is this your grandpa? And the kid said, oh, yeah, that's my grandpa.
Yeah.
They got in the car and drove home.
But when they got there, the grandpa realized, oh, this isn't my grandson.
This isn't my grandson.
Oh, my God.
God.
Apparently, both of them got confused at the school because grandpa kind of looked like grandpa and the kid kind of looked like the grandson, right?
Yep.
Grandpa immediately drove the kid back to school, and the parents of the kid were surprisingly cool about it because they recognized there really is a resemblance and everything. So it doesn't look like any charges will be filed. And now the school's just going to kind of review its policy on picking up kids and doing all that kind of caper. We've got a little bit of audio of Grandpa, though. Grandpa doesn't sound like... Well, look, we'll let you make your own assessment of what Grandpa sounds like.
Judge this.
I went in and fill out the excuse to have him excused from school, brought him home. They are very resembling a lot, and that's how I mistakenly took him to be my grandson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be trusting Grandpa to pick up any of my kids.
Grandpa, I don't think we should be driving anymore.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.